So there is a new movie that has been released recently, and it's called Equity. The movie brings two unseemingly disconnected themes together: Wall Street and women. At the beginning of the movie, the main character in the movie, by the name of Naomi, is being interviewed by the career panel. And they ask her a question. The question they ask her is, what makes you get up in the morning? And her response is, I love money. And then she says, I grew up in a house where there was never enough. I was raised by a single mom with four kids. I took my first job on Wall Street so I could put my brothers through college. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I do what I do for other people, because it is okay to do it for ourselves, for how it makes us feel. Later in the movie, she says, money is not a dirty word. Folks, let's admit it. Money is not an issue for those who have enough. But for those who do not, for those who cannot make ends meet, or have to work really hard at it, not having money is the hardest thing. Financial stress is a killer. Money may not make us happier, but it sure does make life a lot easier. Financial stress breaks marriages. It can make people unhealthy, give people heart attacks, and it can even change our behavior. Now, as Christians, on the one hand, we know that money is important. You simply cannot do without it. Money is important. And on the other hand, we know that Jesus was poor. Christianity does not boast about the virtue of accumulating wealth. But we need it. We cannot do without it. There are places and instances in Scripture where Jesus would ask some of his followers to give all they have to the poor and then come and follow him. You and I cannot do that. We cannot survive that way. So what shall we do with what Jesus is saying in today's gospel, and how do we reconcile it with our lifestyle today and how we find ourselves today? I'm sure each one of us has wealth in various degrees here in this congregation. What shall we do? So I want to take three sayings of Jesus in today's gospel reading and try to understand wealth and our relationship to it in a way that Christ would invite us to. So the first saying that Jesus has in today's gospel reading, he says, take care against all greed. Not just greed, all greed. Now, we're not sure whether when Jesus said to this man, take care against all greed, whether he was saying it to him and saying, don't even go for the inheritance, or was he talking to his brother who was refusing to share? Who was Jesus talking to? We do not know. Perhaps he was telling his brother, come on, don't be greedy. Share with your brother. Either way, Jesus makes it a teaching moment. Why does Jesus ask us to guard against all greed? I think it is because greed makes us lose control of ourselves. Greed is not knowing how much is enough. This was the problem with this man who had a big barn. This is a very poor country that Jesus was talking about. And he has a big barn and he's filled it with all this grain, and he just didn't know how much was enough for him. Perhaps the problem in the world is not that there are few people with too much money, but that those who have too much have it because they don't know how much is enough for them. Really, how much is enough? They're able to even perhaps manipulate the system so they can have more. It is true that money makes life easier for those who have it, but their greed makes it harder for everyone else. That is the problem. That is why Jesus says, watch out against all greed. Greed makes people focus on themselves at the expense of others. Greed removes the boundary between what is enough and what is more than enough. So take care against all greed. And this is an advice not just for the rich people. This is an advice for all of us. Greed is not just about money. It can be about anything. So Jesus says, watch out. We are all capable of forgetting the boundary between enough and not enough. Secondly, Jesus says, though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. That's his second saying today. So this dialogue in this movie where Naomi says, don't let money be a dirty word, it's very applicable to Jesus' teachings too. For Jesus too, money is not a dirty word. He probably himself used some of it to either buy or provide for his needs. For Jesus, rich people are not the problem. He's not anti-rich. However, Jesus redefines what it means to be rich. Now, according to our definition today, there are three richest people in the world. They are Bill Gates. He's the richest person. He's the founder of Microsoft. Amancio Ortega, the owner of Zara. And then Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon. Just this week, he became the third richest person on Earth. Now, Jesus says that if these people indeed are the richest, it's not how much money they have that makes them rich. That's what Jesus is saying. They may be rich in the eyes of the world, but what they possess, Jesus says, is not what makes them rich. What makes people rich is the kind of people that they are. Folks, no offense to you, no offense to even myself, but the richest people that I have met are on the streets and the slums of India. And they're not rich because how much they have, but because of the kind of people that they are. They share more easily, they give more generously, and they give not from their abundance, but from their want. They sacrifice easily their own need for the sake of others. Jesus himself was not rich. But can you tell me of a richer person than Jesus? Whether we are rich or poor is not about how much money we have, but about the kind of people that we are. So Jesus says, though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Thirdly, Jesus says, be rich in what matters to God. So Jesus ends the parable of the rich fool by saying, thus it will be for all who store for themselves treasure, store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. What are the things that matter to God? What matters to God? Let me answer this question in this way. The opposite of what matters to God is greed and selfishness. In today's second reading, Paul says to watch yourself against greed, which is idolatry. Greed is idolatry. And why? Because greed reverses the order in which we prioritize things. Our priority, like Jesus, should be God, others, and self. God, others, self. That's the priority. Greed reverses the order. It reverses the order to self, God, and others. And so Paul says, greed, as I said, is idolatry. Isn't this what Naomi was saying in the movie? She says, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that what I do for other people, because it is okay to do it for yourself and how it makes you feel. It's okay. And that's the problem. To understand how to be rich in what matters to God is to look at the life of Jesus. He had nothing, but he gave us his all. He had nothing, but he gave us his all. And then there's Mary. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, she said. And she gave herself to God for the sake of humanity and kept nothing for herself. She is the richest person that God ever knows. She is the richest human person that God ever knows. Francis of Assisi, Dorothy Day, Mother Teresa, Pope Francis. These are people rich in a way that the rich of the world are not. Jesus says to us today, we must strive to be rich in the eyes of God more than being rich in the eyes of the world. Everything else is vanity. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity, except those things that make us rich in the eyes of God. So here is Jesus, in today's Eucharist on this altar. Doesn't count the cost. Breaks his body. Gives us his blood. Encounters death to give us life. Isn't that what it means to be rich? As we celebrate the Eucharist, may we become rich in what matters to God. People of God said, Amen.